A week twisted past us, invisible and unimportant. I started to think that I had dreamt up that day in the library, the man of autumn, and his cello. But just as I had convinced myself that it had been visions sent by a trickster spirit, he was there, before us, born of the falling leaves and the cold wind. You've been missing a lot this week, Caspian.
Have I? Didn't notice.
Were you actually taking Ambrose's advice and studying for once?
You'd both be surprised to hear that I did.
Really?
Hmm.
About what, pray tell?
Environmental sciences.
Ah, so you played in the water again.
Evangeline, we should encourage him, not deter him. I think it's great you're studying something you like, finally.
It's probably necessary.
Where is Ambrose anyway?
My lesser half? Sick in bed.
You hate each other so fiercely, I'd be scared to see what love between you would look like.
Oh, my dear Maggie. Who in their right mind could ever resist me?
What? With your broken glasses, windswept hair, and tendency to get you and the people around you in the worst kinds of trouble? Ah, yes, dare I say, charming.
Roguishly so. You know what? I think you're envious of me, Ev.
Do explain.
I think you wish you had my free spirit. For someone as blunt as you, you lack the boldness to back it. But I can sense there's some kind of excitement you yearn for, Eva. Isn't that right?
Wrong.
Oh, boo. You're just saying that.
Try me.
Ha! I'd be simply delighted to—
Music.
Spirits swarm my ears, shooing away their conversation.
What?
Shush! Quiet!
Music.
My tongue swells fat in my mouth. I know it's him. I don't have to raise my head or ask my spirits for confirmation. The echo of his performance haunts me louder and louder as he comes closer. It's him. The guy from before. Caspian grips my arm. There's an urgency in his grip, or perhaps a desire to protect. I can't help but turn my head. His blue eyes swim with unease, the mischievous sparkle in them gone. Then, as if the moment never existed, the bespectacled man loops his arm with mine and moves to turn me away.
Maggie!
Huh?
I need you to do something for me.
What? Why?
Remember that favor you owe me?
Regrettably...
Great! Because I have this paper due tonight and my wrists are tired from slinging rope from sail to sail this morning.
You know you can't be on those boats, right?
Haven't been caught yet!
You.
It's somehow awful.
You know my ears are sharp enough to hear you.
And your tongue is just as savage. That is a terribly unpleasant way to greet me. You could try my name.
I never asked for it.
Consider it a gift then. Leander Victoire.
Ah, that explains the nonsensical smatterings of French.
Nonsensical? They make perfect sense, mon lapin. If only you had dedicated some time to learning languages beyond your own.
Well, enjoy holding that over my head then.
I just might.
So, you're headed to the library to make a fool out of yourself again?
A fool of myself? As far as I recall, you stared after me the whole time. Even when I hadn't yet graced your ears with my music.
You're so... odd. You speak like a book.
Perhaps a bit. Though I think it's your words that taste so much like the books I've not yet written, Evangeline.
And you taste like a very bad idea.
Joie de vivre. Bad ideas can be exciting. spice of life, right?
I think bad ideas are generally bad.
Surely you're no angel, sweet Evangeline, as much as you try to be. Let me venture a guess. Perfect attendance, perfect grades, perfectly book smart, save for your foreign language abilities. A perfect friend, and a perfect daughter to your family.
Correct. On all parts except for one, Victoire. I am no perfect daughter to my family. They never even wanted me.
I'm not sure when the curiosity struck me to learn Morse code. I'm sure it was a simple thing. I find that I can be easily fascinated and focus too much on one thing. My kind of fascination is overwhelming. I can feel when it latches onto something new. My mind starves itself until it robs me of my attention for anything else. Writing Caspian's paper was a special kind of agony that day. The rain drolls on, my fingers tapping in time with it. I love the rain. The way it smells, the way it feels like someone's tears are flooding you out of your own body. The way it can mask the world, and the one thing everyone understands, sorrow. The rain puppeteers my fingers away from my consciousness, leaving me to write Caspian's work one-handed. An hour passes, then two. I only know because of the hollow sound of a bell in the distance, ringing the time with an ancient sound. Somewhere within the second hour, someone speaks to me.
It's telling you something.
Immediately, I drop all defenses. In the safety of my room, I can reach out and speak to my spirits, free of judgment. What do you mean?
It's telling you something. Listen.
There's no one here but us. Listen to what? Please, be less cryptic.
Listen.
Please don't go. Not yet. But my spirits are gone before I can beg them, and I am left to the silent spaces in the rain.
I told you not to get out of bed today.
I wouldn't dare fall behind on these projects for more than a week. Some of these tasks feel impossible on regular time.
Isn't it so that if you're ill, you shouldn't go to populated areas in case you spread your diseases to the people around you?
Yeah.
It doesn't sound very doctor-like to me.
Caspian, I doubt bullying them will make them want to go to bed.
Correct, Margot. It'll just make me angry.
Fine. Have fun dripping mucus on your books.
Oh, quiet, you.
What do you want?
Our heads all turn up at her sharp tone. Leander Victoire. Over the past few days, the mention of his name lit fires behind Evangeline's eyes, and even the red of the leaves around us caught her off guard. Without a word past his handsome lips, she instantly turns prickly.
I'm sorry.
I don't want to hear it.
Tu me rends fou. I didn't know, truly,
Well, of course you didn't know, fool. You only assumed. You only guessed. I'm sure that guess of yours made you feel so powerful. Didn't it?
Evangeline.
What?
I am sorry.
In contrast to her wicked tone, his drips with a soft regret. There's an unspoken secret that lies precarious in the thin air. Like a vase, daring to topple off a tall stand. He pulls the chair out beside her to sit, his body in on itself. The doggish shame that crushes his body low makes her look even more powerful as she juts out her chin to look down her nose at him.
And I should believe you, why? Since you've been here, you've caused nothing but trouble. You're like Caspian, but worse.
Hey, I'm not—
My eyes flash a warning to the sailor. He swallows his words.
I only meant to be playful. You antagonize me just as much, do you not?
At least I keep my guesses to myself.
What would you like me to do, Mulape?
Stop talking. And leave.
His amber eyes plead against hers, to no avail. Leander is rendered simply frail flesh and bone, throwing himself against a wall of stone. The redhead's hands clench, his fingernails scraping the top of the table. It's somehow too loud. It somehow sounds of pain and frustration and relenting. Without as much as a sigh, he stands, nodding his head to the rest of us. The inclination makes my spine tingle with confusion. Leander is the kind of person that is easy to cower under, but today, his desperation for peace turned him into the smallest being here. I launch myself from my seat. Caspian follows suit, quickly rounding the table, his fingers grazing the top. Ambrose clicks their tongue.
Just let the fool go.
I deflate back into my seat. Caspian puffs out his chest defiantly.
That man just did his best to apologize to her, and in front of her best friends. Don't encourage Evangeline to be stubborn just because you're both too afraid to tell her when she's being an ass.
I don't have the strength to look Caspian in his eyes. Instead, I follow his hands as he roughly shoves himself from the table. While his feet stomp away, my stomach slowly turns to lead. Where Caspian's hand just was, claw marks sit deeply etched into the mahogany.
You're listening to the Ones in the Library audio drama by Mythic Machinations Media. For as little as a single dollar, you can help MMM create more audio dramas just like this one. Check the description below to learn more. From the creator and everyone else involved, thank you again for listening.